storms, droughts, and floods brought by climate change have disrupted many vulnerable communities throughout the world. Farmers like Kelly Mieles in the poor rural delta of La Mojana, Colombia, are among those who have been most affected. Intense rainfall and illegal mining altered wetlands and water flows, worsening flood damage and disrupting the lives of Mieles and thousands of others. But an $8.5 million project funded by the Adaptation Fund and implemented by the United Nations Development Program, together with the Colombian government, has brought positive change to thousands of small farming families in Colombia. Mieles describes how the project has provided her family with a home garden and climate-smart practices that have improved life on the farm.
Before the project, we didn't have home gardens. Now we have them. We know how to take care of them, how to take care of the environment. We are learning about climate change and forest conservation. Now we have an adapted community center for activities like training courses and exchange best practices and learn a lot.
Marinela Sandoval of Comunidad Cecilia says the project has benefited her too.
Through the trainings, it gives us the capacity to learn and put it into practice. The idea is to learn and apply that knowledge and then share it with others, so we are ready in times of drought and know what to do when the floods come.
Residents in the highly vulnerable Pasifueres and El Torno communities of La Mojana had actually begun to abandon the lands due to floods, but have since returned, heartened by the project's impact. The project has been innovative in establishing mobile home gardens that can be moved in the event of floods. It has restored protective embankments, wetlands, trees, and streams to improve water flow. It provides water level monitoring as an early warning system, pesticide-free crops, and diversified food sources through climate-friendly farming that has been led and embraced by the local community. Climate-proof homes have been designed with natural materials to withstand floods. New community centers also facilitate sharing these new approaches. For example, Jose Rojas has learned new adaptation tools to fortify his home and family of six against floods.
The project has helped me in various ways. It brought awareness that we can adapt and do something about it. The water reached between 80 centimeters to 1 meter high in my house. We raised part of the land. You go to my place and we don't have a courtyard, but, like the project taught me, I am planting trees around the house and that helps dissipate the temperature. The community also rehabilitated an area of almost 2 hectares where we are planting trees.
Sandoval agrees.
We have learned that you can plant in dry periods by using efficient irrigation systems and water bottles, whereas we couldn't plant in those periods before because it did not produce. We have also learned how to avoid some of the summer plagues that arrive by planting with organic compost.
UNDP project lead Diana Diaz said the impacts have been huge.
The most important impacts we have had in the climate change adaptation project in La Mojana have been to accompany about 3,000 families in generating productive family systems to adapt to the conditions of climate variability. Today, the families count on knowledge and tools that permit them to cultivate food in times of flood or drought. We have also developed the rehabilitation of important ecosystems in the communities.
Board Chair for the Adaptation Fund, Victor Viñas of the Dominican Republic, said projects like the Colombian one are making a positive impact for the most vulnerable communities.
The Adaptation Fund has the characteristic and the advantage of providing concrete, effective solutions to climate change, and even more so because they are directed to the local communities and their tangible needs. It is a way of working at the local level and empowering these communities and the countries that are the most vulnerable to climate change. That contributes or helps them to adapt and build their capacities and increase resilience. That is a product of innovative models the Adaptation Fund developed. The Adaptation Fund resources allow these communities to increase their capacity to get funding that creates an even bigger impact. We have seen it in many cases, including recently in Colombia.
La Mojana resident Antonio Madera sees the difference.
I would say this project is essential because it gave us all the technical knowledge about climate change, and that is one of the main issues in La Mojana. With climate change comes a life change.
Salí desde Montería hacia la Mojana mía. En Pasigüeres está lo que yo quiero encontrar. Esta noche no me esperen, esta noche yo me voy a Pasigüeres, donde está mi corazón. Esta noche no me esperen, esta noche voy para allá, yo me voy a Pasigüeres.